It's Wednesday, May 20th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. What are tech companies doing for the startup? Facebook shops for SMB, and highlights from Build 2020. This is the Business of Tech. ServiceNow is another company who's moving with new products focused on helping returning employees to the workplace while supporting health and safety. ServiceNow Workplace includes employee readiness surveys, employee health screening, workplace PPE inventory management, and workplace safety management. Meanwhile, The Information is reporting a surge in technologies that track how office space is being used. And in reopening news, Facebook is planning to limit offices to 25% occupancy, put people on multiple shifts, and require temperature checks when it does allow employees back into workplaces in July, per reporting in Bloomberg. Google is anticipating a 10 to 15% return in employees, although that will be less with rotations, per an interview with Sundar Pichai on The Vergecast. For those looking for official guidance, the CDC released yesterday a 60-page document to provide insights, procedures, and directions that includes businesses. Links to that in the show notes. So why do we care? Remember, Salesforce did their Work.com launch earlier this month, and as predicted, that was the beginning of the new products and features that are specifically designed to help businesses in the current environment. Customers are going to be looking for guidance on how to open up, and technology providers have a piece of that. That includes the new technology options, plus procedures, policies, and information on how to leverage it. My interest in sharing here is in delivering the perspective on what others are doing at the big company level for leadership, as well as these specific resources being released to help. Facebook has launched Shops, allowing Facebook and Instagram pages to become digital storefronts. Focused on small businesses, the feature allows a customer to browse the goods of a business and in theory could handle the entire shopping process. The system leverages third-party software like Shopify and BigCommerce, and there will be a customer loyalty programs option in the future. Positioned as a response to the pandemic, this is designed to ease the on-ramp of e-commerce. Why do we care? There's certainly an SMB opportunity here. I can quickly and easily draw the line to you can sell this opportunity easily to help customers get set up as a great project and consulting opportunity. That's not hard. The bigger question is, do you want to go all in with e-commerce on Facebook? It's a solid question and worth considering. If you look at the integrated WeChat experience in China, which combines chat, commerce, travel, and the like, there's an obvious parallel. Facebook is looking to build that, and already has the death grip with Google on online advertising. The danger is ending up in a situation where Google, Facebook, and Amazon have an entire grip on the e-commerce stack, from marketing through to sales and fulfillment, and there are no other options. Microsoft has made a number of announcements at their Build 2020 conference going on right now. Here's a rapid-fire roundup. Teams is getting new integration between Teams and Microsoft's booking app, with an eye to a single scheduling experience across locations and departments. There are new events options for professional broadcast capabilities, including Skype TX device interoperability. Microsoft unveiled its Fluid framework, which enables content from the web and productivity apps to be deconstructed and then reconstructed into modular components so that users can more easily build apps together. Finally, for this roundup, the company introduced a new Azure service designed specifically for the needs of healthcare providers that pulls together several different Microsoft Cloud technologies into a single package. Why do we care? Much of this is developer-focused, but the investment in Teams, Azure, and Microsoft 365 are obvious and worth noting. This is Microsoft's push, and so you focus your attention here in your own partnerships with Microsoft. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Okay, listeners, got a question for you. I'm looking to expand the audience, and I'm going to do a little bit of additional advertising. I'd love to hear from you what you think the value of the show is so that I can make sure that I'm communicating the right value out to other potential listeners. Drop me a line at dave@mspradio.com and tell me what you like best about the show. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.